This is CliffCentral.com.
And speaking of 73 million different things, there's also about 73 million different things to get through with justice before the week is up.
There is, guys, so let's get into it.
Burning Platform, fired up by Nando's on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Justice.
Oh, Justice.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm exhausted. Yeah. I mean...
Why are you exhausted,
no,
Justice?
It's just, it's no longer possible to plan your life now. Because think about it. Last weekend, everyone thought, oh, it's just going to be, yet another NEC meeting, and people would pitch up, go blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
Then that would be the end of it. There'd be a statement at the end. Gwede would say a few nasty things about so-and-so and so-and-so and done and dusted. Everyone go home on Sunday. What happens? Derek Anacom goes and raises his hand, and woo, everyone is jumping up and down. Ubaba, or poor Baba, as he's known, is suddenly in trouble. Zwandile Masina, who used to be the deputy trade and industry minister, who's now the mayor of Ekurhuleni, was getting hitched in Stellenbosch. Right in the seat of white monopoly capital. he was getting married. All his mates were down there. Nomvula Mukonyane, Malusi Gigaba, all these guys, going down. And suddenly they get called saying, hey, Ubaba is in trouble. Abandon, abandon. Mm. And you should have seen it on Saturday as all those ministers and NEC members got on a plane and left Stellenbosch. So what I'm saying is it's never a dull moment.
I think the question that a lot of people have found themselves asking time and time again is, how exactly is it that our president manages to survive every time? How, Justice?
They have a nickname for him in Zulu. People call him Punyuga Bempete. It refers to, in the past, there'd be people who transgress the law, and you think, no, the ban is going down now. They've got him. Mm. That's the Mpete part. And then it's like Houdini, It's like, give us your best, and he gets away with it every second time. What Jacob Zuma has done, in my view, my cold hard assessment is that at the end of the day, on Saturday, he suspected on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, he suspected that he just might not have the numbers that he's always had in the NEC. So everyone who stood up and spoke in his defense tried to avoid and made sure that they avoided a vote in the NEC. And so you ended up with a consensus view that no, he must stay, and there'll be two more days added to the consultative conference in June. But for me, what is likely to happen is that consultative conference will be a talk shop. It will bang on for a couple of days. We'll all go there and expect something to happen, and nothing will happen. And Jacob Zuma will continue until December as ANC president. At that conference, I'm becoming more convinced that KwaZulu-Natal will have the most votes and delegates, that our good friend Didi Mabuza from Mpumalanga will have as many delegates, and a Jacob Zuma-backed candidate, most probably Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, will win that election. So I think we are set for a very, very exciting 2017, and the extension of the Zuma years of governance for up to 2019 when he leaves, and someone who is backed by him to continue for a while after that.
The Secretary General was asked in the media briefing the other day whether or not, cabinet ministers like Derek Hanekom, who spoke out against the president, are at risk of losing their positions, to which he said no. So we shouldn't expect any cabinet reshuffling anytime soon.
There's a battle going on. That battle, if you listen to the ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday, they were very, very clear that you can't turn around and say, you know what? Mabale is the worst broadcaster in the world, and I think, you know, she's not fit to be in this studio, and then expect that Mabale will be calling you, saying, oh, Justice, what a lovely guy you are. Let's work together. It's all good. So they're saying, if you've lost faith in the man, surely you need to step down. Surely you need to make some space for him to constitute a new cabinet with people who say, yes, oh, Mabale is the greatest in the world, let's go for it, and so forth and so forth. So the campaign inside the ANC, and you've seen it with people like Mzwandile Manyi, who is more of a public proponent of Jacob Zuma than a worker in the party, the KZN ANC Youth League, people like Ace Magashule in the Free State was the first to say, it's time for you guys who say you don't have faith in President Zuma to step down, because how can you work for a man that you don't trust, don't believe is a good leader, and so forth. That is the one side of it. The other side of it are people in that ANC who say, how? Bafwetji, this is my ANC. This is my organization. Why should I step down because the fish is rotting at the head? So I'm going to stay and I'm going to keep trying to fix it. If he wants to fire me in cabinet, sure, it's his prerogative, but I'm not going to resign. Who will win? I think that President Zuma is keenly aware that there is pretty low confidence in him among business leaders, among a huge chunk of the society. Let's not forget that Jacob Zuma's popularity among ordinary South Africans has plummeted, I think, to the low 20s, if it's not 19%. So it's pretty dire out there. So he knows that if he fires, say, Pravin Gordhan, Aaron Motsoaledi, and a few others, he's going to find the rand will plummet, certainly. There will be other consequences. And the ratings agency are still hovering about. Remember that today we're going to get a result from the last of the ratings agencies. And so, you know, it's the road is littered with landmines for President Zuma. And he can't just swiftly move. So I think we are in a stalemate once again in the ANC. It's like, I've made my move, make your move. And President Zuma must be, pulling on his cigar in Cuba right now and thinking, do I go back and do a reshuffle, or do I just keep them hanging and see what happens? I suspect he'll keep them hanging and see what happens. Otherwise, basically, we're going to have a December that is exactly like the one that our great producer here, Michael Flax, had. You'll remember that last December, Mr. Flax was in Europe, and Nhlanhla Nene was fired. And the rand went from, I can't remember what, to the euro, to little money to the euro. So Mr. Flax couldn't even have a Coca-Cola. It was, that's just doubled in price.
Yeah, he was melting ice at one stage. That's how bad the whole thing was.
Exactly. So if we have a reshuffle, if Jacob Zuma does decide to have a reshuffle, I think that that's where it's going. However, I must say, in the general society, it looks like there is preparation for a cabinet reshuffle. I think that those of you who follow these things, Brian Molef of Eskom gave a speech yesterday at the Gupta breakfast, or what people call the TNA, the New Age breakfast, where he gave a very long speech, which was interesting, which was essentially, I'm here and I'm a politician now. So I think you might find, still, with all the scandals and all the phone calls and the sex and all shabby, that he might form part of a cabinet in the near future. So I'm not ruling it out, but I'm saying President Zuma might stay on for a little bit longer.
Justice, does any of this actually depress you, or have you just got to the point now where it's just work? I often think this, that, you know, it's just now Brian Molefe wants to become a politician. Like, he's got all the credentials. It's just, like, there's a whole bunch of people who aren't morally decent, by the sounds of things, doing all this kind of stuff. Does it ever piss you off?
I do wish there was a more of a sense of accountability.
Yeah.
It just, in South Africa, no one seems to get nailed for doing nasty stuff. So the issues around Eskom and the Guptas, for example, no one has been charged. No one is. It's sort of like, oh, you know, we just go on and on and on, and it's okay. There was an interesting thing. I think it was PASA leaders were in parliament yesterday, and one of the things was that 14 billion rand, I think it was.
Wow, that is a ridiculous amount.
In wasteful expenditure. And you sit there and say 14 billion rand. That story is not even the front page news or page three. It's like it's become normalized. So every so often I feel tired. Then along comes an amazing, incredible, fantastic person like Tulima Donsela, who says, I've got to stop this, or Kimi Makwetu, who's the Auditor General. And they, you know, they do such an amazing job of trying to bring people to book. Is it enough? No. Where are the police? Why aren't criminal charges being laid against people at Eskom who gave the Guptas 567 million rand to buy a mine so that they could give them contracts? It's ridiculous. So, it's work, but it's depressing work sometimes.
Speaking of Tuli, these charges, this is another thing that's come up in the last couple of days. Is this a joke? Is any grievances towards this?
Well, it was also confusing, wasn't it? Because the new public protector said, no, I haven't laid any charges against her. After the, you know, publications reported that charges were being laid against,
I mean, was it more fake news?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. So we're sitting here now, and Mabala says, I don't like what Justice is saying. I'm going to beat him up. So she beats me up. I go down the road to the police station, and I've said, I've come to open a case of assault. Yeah. So I open a case, and they take my statement and say, so what happened, Mr. Malala? And I say, oh, you know, I was sitting there minding my own business, opening my mouth a little bit too wide when I, you know, I was beaten up. Now, I've opened the case. So you listen to, you read the statement by the public protector, which is UM Kwebane. It says, there is no truth, exactly as you say, Mabala, there's no truth that to these reports that I've laid a charge against Tulima Donsela. What I've done is open a case. Well, it's the same thing. I need help here.
That's like saying I haven't bought a house. I just put a lot of money to the one real estate agency.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. But basically what's happening, you know, more and more, so many of us wanted this public protector to come in and do the right thing. How many people can become Tulima Donsela? Very few. Those sorts of people, those sorts of leaders come along once in a few years. No one expected Busisi Mkhwebane to, if she was half the quality of person that Tulima Donsela is, that would be fantastic. But she's come in and basically seems to be doing what the executive wants her to do. Can you guys remember, do you guys remember the fire pool at Nkandla?
How could we forget?
How could we? Exactly.
It should be in the coat of arms, that thing, in my attention to the grass.
That is a good idea, actually. Thank you, man. But what? It should be. It's one of the most shameful moments of our history. You'll remember that PowerPoint presentation that the police minister did.
Yeah.
With what was the Italian song? Oh, Sole Mio.
Okay.
Playing in the background. And journalists were hauled off to Nganga to see the police doing a demonstration. It was still a bloody swimming pool. The man got a bloody swimming pool from us, okay? So who was responsible for the PowerPoint presentation, the cops, people being taken there to be shown that, no, this is not a swimming pool, it's a fire pool? It was Nathan Hleko. Nathan Hleko is accused of putting a tender worth 30 million rand towards his romantic towards his girlfriend. So that's the accusation on the table. It tells you something about this new public protector, that Nathan Hleko runs to the office of the public protector saying, investigate me, investigate me. Why does he think this public protector will exonerate him? Because he really didn't give his girlfriend a 30 million rand tender? Or because he thinks, no, we've got our own guy now, and you know what? She'll clean us up.
Mm.
You'll remember the reign of Mr. Mushwana as the public protector, where everything that was done by the executive, it was, it's okay, absolutely right, you go ahead. So I find it interesting that Jacob Zuma, who has absolutely done everything to avoid Tulima Donsela, has now run off to Tulima, to Busisiwe Mkhwebane, and said, oh, you know, someone leaked the tape of me refusing to answer questions to the press. So go find them and do something about it. And what does she do? She runs off to the police to open a case. Not to lay charges against Tulima Donsela, to open a case. So I think we're getting into, sadly, we're seeing a public protector who seems to be a president protector, an executive protector. It's not for the people, but for the... She'll have to do something to change that perception. But that perception is very strong right now, and there's a big stink around her office. Quite frankly, you know, Busisiwe Mkhwebane hasn't, in the past 2 months of her tenure, really inspired confidence. And I don't know if she can come back from it. Many, many people who said this person used to be a spy for South Africa, that's the allegation. She did work for the Secret Service. She says as an analyst. But, you know, we must ask ourselves, what does an analyst do? An analyst looks at all the information from all the spies and analyzes it. So are you a big spy then if you're an analyst, or are you just... not a spy, you're just an analyst. Interesting thing to contemplate. But if we have a public protector who is executive minded, who is there to protect the executive, then we have a big problem on our hands. We've lost an institution. And this institution is like the NPA, which charges the finance minister for no reason. It's like the Hawks, which investigates the finance minister for no reason. What's next? It's scary.
Justice, just to move away from the politics for a while, a lot of us are happy that it is the 1st of December because, you know, it brings we're ever closer to the end of 2016, which a lot of us have been calling for. But December the 1st is also World AIDS Day.
Mm.
And we know that a new vaccine was launched yesterday. It includes, you know, up to 5,000 volunteers that have put themselves forward to be a part of this historic trial. Let's talk about World AIDS Day.
Now, for me, I think a lot of people say over the past few days, oh, forget about the politics. Let's not talk about the politics. The nice thing is that when... So a lot of people are tired of Jacob Zuma and tired of talking about Jacob Zuma. And it's like exactly how you started. But, you know, the executive has to execute. It has to do. So you and I might say we need to stop HIV/AIDS transmission. Government needs to put up the ads, the messaging, the condoms, and so forth and so forth, while we can come up with a policy.
Hey, I get it. They wanted to launch a noiseless condom earlier this year, and then they were torn apart.
Yeah, there was
They were torn to shreds for their noiseless condom.
Yeah, but it's a good attempt, I thought.
That was one of many Cyril's many shining moments when he actually got to say something this year.
And you wonder why his campaign isn't taking off.
Just squeaking along.
Okay, now let's be serious. So, for me, if we were sitting here in 2006, we'd have been embroiled in a useless discussion about, does HIV cause AIDS? What is AIDS? Does a phenomenon cause a syndrome? We were deep in the Thabo Mbeki period of denialism. We had a minister of health who went to international conferences and put up garlic and ginger and mushrooms and beetroot and all sorts of things, saying, no, this is how you cure HIV, AIDS, or whatever. And it was a sad time for South Africa. If Jacob Zuma is removed from power, if Jacob Zuma steps down from power, one thing that I have to say I'm still grateful for is that Jacob Zuma came along, his first December 1 speech, World AIDS Day speech, was in 2009. And he stood up and said, HIV causes AIDS and we've got to fight this thing. And he's done incredibly well. We still have infections and so forth, but we're not having a useless fight about, oh, you know, this doesn't exist, this was a Western imperialist plot, or so-and-so wants to kill black people and Africans and so forth. We're actually, you know, having a battle. It's scientific, it's social, it's on many levels, but it's a great thing. And I'm eternally grateful to Jacob Zuma for turning that discussion around. So if we can turn other discussions around the way we turn this one around, we can do great things. But we should all not forget that infections are still continuing. They're still huge. It might not be a big issue as it used to be 10, 15 years ago, when virtually every weekend we'd go and bury people who were infected, did not have access to drugs and so forth. Now we have access to drugs. We have the biggest rollout of free medication, HIV medication, to people in the world. And I think that's a fantastic thing. That's a credit to this government and its commitment to changing that narrative. So I'm. This is the good news of politics.
There it is. There's that story we've been looking for.
So, to end it off on good news of politics, I think, is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Is this the last time that we have you in 2016?
No, I'm here until the 14th.
Okay, so at least one more. At least two more burning platform sessions.
No, wait, it's just one.
See, why are you confusing
me? Yeah, but I'm in Gareth's chair, therefore my maths is obviously useless.
Yeah.
Justice, we've got so much we can still talk about, but I think next week maybe we should look towards recapping the whole year. We get into that stage. We get into that stage now where hopefully there's not too many new tragedies. I know the ratings agency thing could dish something up. I think Anthea said tomorrow we'll see the full results.
What's that thing in Shakespeare? Beware the Ides of March. Well, beware that 9th of December.
Oh, no,
that's
please.
When Nenegate happened.
Please, you know what? This year needs to
tempting fate.
This year needs to end off quietly, peacefully, with no drama to it whatsoever.
Well, for that sort of thing, you might have to move to Mauritius, somewhere boring, somewhere where nothing happens, somewhere. But while you're here in South Africa, just keep that seatbelt. I see you guys have got seat belts on your chairs now.
that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Thanks, Justin. It's always great having you here. Gareth will be here next week. I can almost guarantee it.
Absolute pleasure to be here with you guys.
Burning Platform, fired up by Nando's on cliffcentral.com.